Yeah, this is Rob of Rob's Cleaning Maintenance Service doing another episode of Rob's Point of View. Look, I'm beating it into the ground, but look, Leon Rose and Coach Tibbs, who are these two guys? How in the world did Leon Rose put Tibbs with players like Obi Toppin, when he already had Julius Randle? And by the way, Obi Toppin, he can win the dunk contest all he wants. He doesn't play defense very often. How many games has he had where he rebounded more than 10 rebounds or had more than one block shot? I think you need to look at that. He gets bullied all the time on the defensive end. I think he's not a two-way player, and he's definitely tradable. He's had good games, but that doesn't mean jack. He's not a two-way player. That's first off. Second off, you got guys like, I mean, look at it this way. Mitchell Robinson, even though he's had his problems keeping up at times, is a two-way player. He is not a great scorer. He's hardly an average scorer. But he definitely has games. But the point is, he is under those boards like you wouldn't believe, and he blocks shots. And he's under those boards at both ends. So you gotta look at him like, hey, he gets a pass for some of the stuff that the fact that he can't hit on the outside. He gets a pass, even though Obi Toppin can hit from the outside. And do incredible alley-oops doesn't mean that he's in the same category as Mitchell Robinson. He is just, his poor performance defensively makes up for his good on the offense. So Mitchell balances out more than he does. Mitchell has big offensive games. That's what you need to look at. Mitchell scores at times 17, 15, even 19 points a game to go along with 10, 12 rebounds, sometimes 16. I mean, the guy is an integral part of the offense. He may not be a three-point shooter. He may not even be a two-point shooter outside of right near the hole. But man, does he put those balls that are up for grabs back in the hoop all the time. So you got to give Mitchell credit. So when it comes to guys like, you got guys, that's another thing too. Like, I'm not going to go ahead and spend all my time talking about Alec Burks, because I already did. I did an episode about Alec Burks recently, and you guys have been checking it out. Honestly, to tell you the truth, Alec Burks is garbage, 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 garbage. Here's what it comes down to: he's slowing the offensive down. Why is he on this offense? I remember Coach Tibbs last year saying, well, I got to go with the hot hand. Just because he's hitting threes, he was hitting threes as a hot hand, and first team was having problems, doesn't mean that he is any good at flow. He's not. He's not a flow guy. The flow has to slow down for him. Julius got tired. Julius Randle got tired a couple of times this season, and the flow slowed down for him. But that's different. He puts the time in, he puts a lot of minutes in, and he makes a difference out there. You start talking about, I don't understand like any of this garbage with Burks being a point guard. Basically, he's a backup shooting guard. And you can use him also as a utility on small forward, but I don't like it because of his size. But, I mean, like, this other stuff where you start throwing him over there, his point guard combo, he is not that material. He cannot run the offense. He doesn't. Forget about the fact that he's not a good passer. But how about the fact that, you know, he doesn't move fast enough to get around the perimeter in a half-court situation. Or he certainly doesn't get down the court quick enough when he's leading the offense. Everybody's slowing down to his pace. Come on. You make it easy for defenses to adjust and get back. You got Emmanuel quickly. You've got Miles McBride. Now, a lot of people will probably be listening to this and saying, oh, well, quickly's being used as a shooting guard. Yeah, he came up as a point guard. He's a combo guard. And yeah, he's a good playmaker and can run the offense. So now you have two guys that can run the offense when you have him and McBride out there. So why not keep them together? Because they're a dual threat. I mean, that's what Coach Chips has no clue, really. When he's got these guys out there. Why was there a 3-game winning streak last week? Because these guys, these two guys I just mentioned, you put those guys together and you got Julius Randle and RJ Barrett. Jesus Christ, like, and Mitchell Robinson, you're doing good. The offense is down the court on both ends and they're on point. Defense, offense, look, sick of it. Just sick of it.